Beginnings in Shin Samach Pei and Sif Gimel Mishabur Sif Katan Chaf Dalet. The last Mishabur on the Sif on the Sif. It's a long Mishabur. Sif Katan Chaf Dalet. So in a case where the Mavi is open up, there's a Mavi and there's a Chatzin and there's a Carmelis. Into an area called the Rechava, and this Rechava is, if it's less than Beis Yisayim, or if it's Beis Yisayim but it took of the Dira, so it's not a problem, it's like a Chotzer. If it's more than Beis Yisayim, it's not Hukuk of the Dira, so it's like a difference to the Carmel is in Tzaratik. Like Yifuf of Nira Mechuz. So we discussed yesterday the scenario which we had yesterday was with the house. I have the pictures though, right? So if this would not extend in, we would look at this person standing here would see walls and then Mavi. So we'd count these walls as the walls of the Mavi. So the case was that the walls of the Mavi extended into the Chatzar, and therefore you can't use these walls as the walls of the Mavi. That's what he said. That was what he said yesterday. So now we're saying, in case it wasn't a Chatzar, it was a Rechava here.
Says, what's a Rechava?
Rechava is like a backyard type of an area.
What makes it different than a Chatzar? Halachic?
Well, it's not Hukav Ladira, really. So now, she said, if it's one of the Beis Yisayim, it's not Hukav Ladira. So, this thing is open to a Carmelis. So even though it has walls, but it's more than a society, it's not, there's no house there, anything which is connecting, and so you can't carry there. So Mr. Bruce says, even if the walls wouldn't extend in, the walls would just end here, and here, so you have walls, it doesn't help me. Problem is, it's opening up into this area, which is not an area which you can carry, so it's going to be still going to be a problem.
So it would be a problem in the Mavi itself?
You couldn't not carry in the Mavi anymore.
Because it's going into the Rechava?
Right. You'd have to do it, make it source of Pesach or something to close it off.
And a Lechi won't do it?
Well, you're using a Lechi at the other end.
Oh, because it's bullish? It's bullish on the other side?
Well, the other end is going to Shulzer Rav, and this end is going to the Rechava.
Ah, okay.
So even though it's not extending in, you can see the gefufim, the side walls closing off the area. Also, the talit was a mavi. You can't carry in the mavi. The hash of the rechava gufa lemahani a gefufim liyos muta the talit bo. So, Carmelis, you can't create a heter on the mavi better than the rechava itself. The rechava itself has walls all over it. You can't carry. So these walls are going to solve the problem of the mavi. They can't solve their own problem. They're not going to solve the problem of the mavi. So how could they help the Mavi be considered closed? So you have to search the passage. Fine. New case. Now, not everybody agrees with this. It says, remember, we looked at the case where you have the Mavi there and you have the Chatzar here. And the Chatzar would be even. We said these walls of the Chatzar would act as the Lechi for inside of the Mavi. So maybe we'll say, listen, even though they can't be mounted themselves for the Rechava, maybe they could be mounted the Mavi. So Shabura holds not, but the most tradition over here quotes that the Chazon Ish holds yes. Disagrees with this plan. Okay, new case. Mavi shepesuach ruach revius shaloi letzad hanohar. And the fourth, so you have houses in Sinceris on one side, house on the other side, you have the Shasaratim over here. And then the back side, there's a river. The Mavi ends by a river. Imsasan orsha eitzol habatim hu omak asar tvach. If that, the bank goes down 10 tvach. Or akaponim hu mashupa kolkach, it's angled. Shasach shipu arba amas oila the shir asar tvach. It goes down 10 tvach. As it goes out a distance of 4 amas. Imkach, nechshav hamidun hazel mechitza. That's like a wall. Vein tzarach shum tikkun. I don't need anything else. So the Mavi goes all the way there, and then there's this drop down to the water. So you have a wall there. the ma'ilam of atlam mechitza, even if the water is some of that drop is underwater, that's not a problem, because we said before that the water is not mevatel the mechitza which is there. It's not the angle going up from the water into where the mavi is not such a steep angle. So I have a scenario where the mavi is here, the river is here. This side of the river going down is not steep enough. The other bank is. So he says like this. If the gap between the river is not too wide, the river is at 5 amos wide, so fine. So use that, the other side of the river, which is as your wall. And there's a gap of 5 amos between that and the Mavi. Up to 10 amos, you don't consider it like, you consider it just like a doorway. You don't consider it like a piercing. So, Imu Rochav Yosef Me'aser Amos Ben Abatim L'Mokam Aser. If there's a gap where the houses end to the other side of the river is more than 10 amos, obviously it's also. So this side of the river is your wall, the bottom all the way over there, there's a gap of more than 10 amos. That's not going to work. Okay, but now what about if the gap between where the houses end and the other side of the river is less than 10 amos? So the river is not that wide, it's 5 amos wide. So the place that, and then maybe it takes another 2 amos, the bank, river bank, there's 7 amos, and then there's a house there. So the gap to the last house on the other side of the river is only 7 amos. The Philip Hogan Mashir is that even if it's less than 10 amos. Okay. So Efshir Gam Ken Shiesh Les. So maybe we should answer it. Now why should we answer? It's a doorway. What's the problem? Why should we answer it? I'll take Zayr. So Yalla al Daitim, we don't want people thinking. Shahetu Mimne Hasofa Shem Abraham Nor. She's Achad Asar Tzvachim and Tegar Bahamas. If I had to foolish to Gamri, believe Shum Tikkun. So there's cases where you can be make, he says, because it's over here, it's more of a gzeira, that people will draw the wrong conclusion, not being so understanding how it's working, and they'll draw the wrong conclusion. What are they going to think? They're going to think that the case was the other side was for what was steep enough. The closer side was not steep enough. They're going to be mounted even as a closer gun with police from taking. Okay. People will not look at this thing and say, okay, here's houses, houses, thoughts are, which is a problem out there. Mavi here ends is a river. And this side is not steep enough. The other side of the river is steep enough. So, oh, that's the head.
And on the side of the Mavi, could it was just a problem? Does he have any?
He has a left.
He has a left.
Yeah, right. So people are not going to necessarily understand that this riverbank connects to that Mavi, the other side of the river.
Yeah.
So they're going to say, okay, apparently an open end and a left in that end is fine enough.
Because there's a river there.
If this side is very steep, some people perceive it like this is precipitous, it's like a wall. I understand.
They will understand.
But this side is not steep.
Okay.
The other side of the river is steep. In people's minds.
When you say the other side, it's across the river
across
on the other
river.
Side.
Right.
They can, but you're saying it's narrow enough that they can see what's doing on the other
side. There was less than 10 amps. The gap between the last house and the other side of the river.
And the other side of the river is 10 amps.
It's less than 10 amps. 10 amps or less.
Okay.
So make sure then there's a wall here and that closes off. This is like a doorway.
Yeah.
So it connects.
Right.
But people are not going to cop that. Their mind, that's on the side of the river. That's what Shackleton is.
Right, so what are they going to think?
So they say, okay, I see a mummy has two walls and some over there, and I don't care about the fourth side being open.
Because it's but they're going to connect it to the fact that there's a river there. So they're going to say, anytime there's a river, you don't need anything.
Well, he says, we're worried about even the cases with full Shigam, we believe should take it. They're going to say, the river isn't steep enough, the river is not, they're not going to understand this side of the river. This side of the river looks like a ring of flat piece of flat ground. Some water is not going to do it. So apparently, mummies only need three sides. That's what they're going to say. So Melo says, so we don't want you to be mounted based on that.
I would never have guessed that. I would have said they would say that when you have a river on one side, you know, you have a lechi on the other side, that's enough. But I would have connected it to the water somehow, because every time they see no water, they always see a Tzuras HaPesach on one side and a lechi on the other. Well, and then all of a sudden they don't see it. They're going to say, oh, maybe when there's water there.
Most mothers usually were closed than mothers.
Most of them?
Most of them were closed then.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like they were walking on the city single line. Most of them were closed. There was a wall. Here also there's no wall and there's nothing.
Oh.
So it's okay.
You don't need it. Okay.
I don't know. Okay. Sift down. What do these damish tachas hakara ukenegan halechi? So you're closing off your mavui, and you close it off. We have two ways to close off the end of the mavui. One is you put a beam across. So where does he have to stop carrying? The beam is it's 10 inches wide, nice white thing. He's walking directly under it, not so high. He's allowed to carry under the bit. Or Kenega the lechi. All the way to the end of the lechi, but this wide. Does he have to stop? Here's the end of the mavli. Here's your lechi. Does he have to stop here? Or can he go all the way till here? The lechi, you can go all the way to the outer edge. Okay. Now, Bahani Mili, but we're going to qualify this and say that's only if Pesuach Rosh Hashanah. If what's out here is Rosh Hashanah, the Pesuach LeKarmel is usher. It's usher to carry. You have to stop at the inner edge. Why is that? Because the Gemara says that this area, which is under the Karmel, this area, which is parallel to where the lechi is, we're contemplating. It's actually what the Gemara says. We look at it like a separate entity, but it's less. It's a separate entity. But what is it? It's not four tefachim wide. So it's a separate entity. It's not four tefachim wide. It's nothing. So it's bottled to this area. The Rabbi Karmel is out there. So this is like a welcome tour next to a Karmel. The rules of walking through next to the caramel is it becomes part of the caramel.
Right.
So in the case where it's still the caramel is also main tachas the caramel, main connected to the
caramel. It's open to the rishus to rabban. You can carry right up to the end, but if it's open to caramel, you can't.
Right.
Because it switches over to the caramel.
It becomes part of the caramel.
So what becomes part of the caramel is with the
caramel like the last edge that where the kara from where the kara ends inside of the mummy to outwards is all part of the karma. It's both of the karma.
Why isn't that still part of the mummy? I don't understand.
The Gemara says that we could consider possibly that this area under the kara, this area opposite the lechi, the fact that we made the lechi here, we should say, okay, this now is like a new entity, it's like a separate area. The Gemara says, fine, we'll call it a separate area. If you call it a separate area, it's not big enough to be anything. It's like a walk-up tour.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. But if it's a welcome tour, you're dealing with like a separate entity, but it's too small. But a welcome tour next to a caramelist gets the dinner extension of the caramelist.
Wow.
We say, start with the caramelist, add slow, she mutsu mina, smina veneer. The more says, we said the story, mutsu mina, smina veneer. Let's see, Mr. Shabu. Chafei. Can I go to lechi? What's the learning?
I love the way he uses that expression. Lots of minas, mina v'neir, which has, which I always thought that has something to do with kashrus, not the, you know, with
well, the kapala. Well, we had that the same, we had the same lesson before.
So I know. I found it funny then too.
Okay.
I know we had it before. It's just like I don't exactly see the parallel. He's saying it's a kamalist, so it's not a mokum patur anymore. So he turns back to a kamalist.
Right. So it becomes part of the. It's a mokum patur, but since the a kamalist is a mokum.
This is not changing.
Well, a mokum patur minarais is a kamalist is a mokum patur.
Right.
So this mokum patur and this mokum patur meet each other.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. Must have been this minoi, right?
Yeah.
And they are the, so this one over here joins it to himself. Yeah. That's the same idea of neir.
Now we hold that most of the time it's a karmelis. It's not a rishus harabim. So right. Really, we should be allowed to carry.
Correct. We by a mavui we have that problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Take it a lefty. What's the learning? Main shetikon a mavui bekaro by belechi. But this shamish connect. And whether you close up the mavui, this is the case with the harabim out there. Whether you close up with the mavui or a karo, you can carry, you can parallel to where they are. Now, Mio Yesh Postum Shisavra, Dafka Kazel Mokum Kanet Lechi Lahoya Bakashir Arbatvachim Al Arbatvach. The whole argument was that it's less than four tvachim anyway, so it's like nothing. But what would be if that area is four tvachim? You're a very wide Lechi. It's less than four tvachim. Those bottle the Gabi Panim. It's bottle to the inner area. But the Ishtamash Tachdov, you can carry over there. You can carry over there, you can carry from there inside. In this area, there's arbol. Because she has or more. So then, if you're giving it a status of a separate area, so this separate area doesn't have a lechi. The first lesson is that if you have a lechi which is too wide, there's another lechi in the mountain. It comes like its own mokum. So you're going to need, you can't carry more than an arm, more than 4 hours. And the Hitzim Menu, you can't carry from there to Rishon Zerab. Or the Hachlis Rishon Zer Yochid, you can't carry from there inside the Mavit. From the Philly Yesh Bar, Bolar Bor, Gankin Botel the Gabi. Some says, we're not going to take it that bite. So the first opinion is the Tosis. Second opinion is the Rash, the Ramban. Yeah. Okay, now. So the caramelist, Avogav the Alma caramelist, kill me. She's a rabbi. In general, a caramelist is more, not a, is less stringent than she's a rabbi. And over here, saying it's more common. The kumbakum, the Indian zeh, mina motzim mina smina benayir, pirish. The karmish of lichayim between the lichayims at the end, we gave it a sense like its own area. So that's like a caramelist. It didn't have a shir karmelis. It wasn't 4x4. But now, Matzis Minas Minas Shechutzulai joins that same type of area which is beyond it. Benair Mishinase wakes up. He's chazically starved the karmelis Shechut Sida. It joins the karmelis next to it and it gets a din of Israel. Hashem karmelis alone gets the status of a karmelis. Most of the Ishtam, you can't carry over there. Gamal Tzitzim, you can't carry from there. You can't carry from there inside. Okay. It has no shaykh at all to Shazarabim. So we consider it bottle to the inner area, and you're allowed to carry there. Bein tachas akar. Now, comes along the Eliyahu Rabbi. Say Eliyahu Rabbi inside of the Hakim. The Ishtamish tachas akar, I feel a pasuk with karmas. Okay. Sefer Evan Oizer. So what's this all about? So we remember we had a cloak that we had that we built up before that Morris has Torah goes by lefty. It says lefty word. After the rice, it gets a little bit of a the lock must be seen. Or is it work out hacker?
Lefty?
That's a machlokes a little more. We pass it as Mishum Machitza. Torah, we say, is Mishum Hacker. So lefty, as much as it's considered a machitza, it's own separate entity. But a Kara is not its own entity, it's just a hacker.
Right.
So, what do you say? Well, this area is like a Karbalist, and it's a Mokabatur, it's not a Mokabatur, it's nothing.
Not changing anything.
You didn't change the status of that Mok. A lefty, you change the status of the Mok. A Kara, you didn't. Therefore, you're robbing them, as you say. I don't see why you can't carry under the Kara. Even though there's a Karbalist out there. Furthermore, if the Rechova is 4 Tzvachim wide, real Kabbalah was even, it can actually act as a roof. It's strong enough that it can support something, a roof on top of it. But if you look at the Karbalist, then you have a particular Yerbasoyz, then with a Shiva Mechitza. To have a particular that there's a particular Yerbasoyz, it has to be 4 Tzvachim wide this way, and it has to be strong enough to actually be a roof. It's flat, 4 Tzvachim wide. So Pitu Yerbasoyz is the outer peak. So why can't, of course you can carry on the I just kind of, I don't care. Is it a Pitu Yerbasoyz?
Now, but the Elio Rabba agrees on that the lefty you have to be inside.
Correct.
He holds that.
Correct.
So this is a case. I don't know if I asked that before. The case where the Kara is more makel than the lefty.
Right.
Is that the exception that you were discussing? I know. I think maybe you were saying no. I think you said Tzuras HaPesach. One problem. But we didn't get there yet. But this is interesting. I assume it's not many times that a Kara could be
better than
a lefty, right?
Correct. Okay.
But that's the only point. Do we paskin like this?
He seems to be hisming some of us.
Because he doesn't bring anybody who disagrees. Is that how you can tell? Because he doesn't bring anyone who disagrees with it?
Yeah, I think so. He doesn't say, you know, be macher because of Shulchan Aruch, etc. That's similar to the Rabbonin, that's similar to the rice over here. Okay. Hey. So we said it wasn't. There was just a Rambam out there, so you're allowed to clearly carry under the Kara. We don't want you staying there, sitting over there at the end with a ball in your hands and something in your hands. Because it might roll out to Shizarab. You ran away, I'm going to bring it back in. Because he doesn't really see clear. There's nothing on the ground which marks off this different than the Shizarab. Okay, that's by a case of a Pesach of Hamavi. Rosh Hamavi. That was what you said in the last sif. That means we don't want you being conveying yourself to sit there and do this. If it happened to be, you're there, you're allowed to carry something. You shouldn't be hanging out there doing this. All Pesach of Kotz or Mutter. Bein Mezul is just a Rabbi. Bein Mezul the Carmelist. Sheish Brehe Kevin. A Pesach of Kotz, usually there was a closure there. So since there was a closure there, so people could recognize where the Kotzer ended. Very clear where the Kotzer ended, that wouldn't be a problem. So they never made a Xeri, you shouldn't stay by the end of the Kotzer doing something.
So the Kotzer would go into the Mavoi. Chances are.
Well, we have a case where Kotzer goes into the Mavoi.
So it means even in that case?
Even in that case.
Why? Why is it different?
Because usually the Kotzer has doors or something. It has something clear where it's clear where it ends.
No, it's not a question. Clear. What happens if he's sitting at the end of the Kotzer and it's going to Rishus or Rabin and he has something in his hand and it rolls out?
So he'll bring it back because he knows it's different. He can't carry it. The problem here with the Mubi, we're afraid about the Mubi.
I thought he'll get to tumult and he'll bring it back without thinking that he's bringing it in. I thought that was the
issue. Well, so the issue is because of lack of care. People are going to not perceive where the Mubi ends and Rishus or Rabin starts when it's not so obvious on the ground. There's nothing there on the ground blocking it.
Okay, and
then the thoughts it's very clear. So
how is it clear? What makes it clear?
Usually there was walls, and then there was the thoughts would have walls on that side, and would have a door. Or something like that.
Okay. And he's standing sitting next to the open door.
Right. But it happens to me that you're allowed to do it. The Talmud of Chafetz of Leisin Tzarchim. You need to, you can carry. Don't sit yourself down to be there. It's a great place to sit down and read a book. Don't sit down to read a book. Tachas Akara. Wooden Shal Yesh Beitz Al Alechi. The same problem with Alechi. Now. Maybe is better. That's called a hacker. And a bimut. That's by these things. We make the thing high, so Rabbi Shimon will walk without getting blocked by it. You're right. You have a certain pesach which is 10 tefachim high, right? You can notice the pesach. It's right there. You got to walk through the pesach to get outside. But you put it way high up, you're not going
to
notice.
How high up are you allowed to put it? There's no shear on that. It's not this shear of 20.
No shear of 20. You can have some of the scenarios where they use the telephone wires for.
Right.
So you can have scenarios where the thing is 30, 40 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
With some of those wires. The challenge, of course, the higher you get, is the harder to make sure that you.
That it's good.
That
you can see it.
That's clearly why you have to make sure you let your side, your vertical is directly under the horizontal.
Right. Right.
So we do galasic. We generally do not do good acid because of that problem. Because the frame rate are going to not, make sure they touch us.
Mm-hmm.
So they run, something down the side. But if you do good acid, and you take a white board and put it under there, you're like somewhere over this thing, right? Try to do a thin board like this, Well, I roll them off, you're not going to sell them.
Yeah.
It's curvature. It's not easy. Now, this is all talking about we send the next Rosh Hashanah up. So if it rolls out and brings it back, you're talking about Isidur Isidur. What about you sitting next to the Karmel? So, it's only Isidur Abon. So, you should not make a Gezerah, I can't sit there. So, the Bach says it's not a problem. Comes along the Mishabura quoting the Magen Avraham. He says, no, feeling the Magen Avraham is the Karmel. Do Rach HaShasha B'Misa D'Rabbanu. It's only a concern. You might be over D'Rabbanu. Gam Ken Osu. Why? The Shlich of the Yitzhul, this is a very common mistake that people will make. Therefore, they ask the Magen Avraham is the Magen Avraham holds. The Bach argues that doesn't apply. I think it does apply, not because it's not your regular Zera, but it's a practical issue that this might happen. So, you're setting yourself up for fails. Okay, now, so comes Bob, sit Bob, and says like this, okay. Noshima Yosh is al Pesach HaMavi, B'Kadein B'Yodein. And apparently, this was a common problem. The more it says in Bayah, that they did this, that the ladies would sit there at the end of the Mavi with their jugs and sit there and schmooze. We don't protest. We came to meet the Rabbanon who, but the Chiyush Shagas will not see this. We believe they're not going to listen. The chances are next week they're going to do it again. But now they know they shouldn't be doing it. So it's better they should be showing you're not Mason. So the Mishnah Berurah is a cotton line. They meet the Rabbanon who. Now, so the law is by the Rabbanon, we say that we'd rather have them being a shark than being a mace. What about by the rice?
Yeah,
the point of the rice. Yadina Shalom Yishmu Lano. We know they're not going to listen. Don't tell them. In low, Darvish of a forest with crop ahead. So something which is explicit in the pasuk, you must say something, whether the person is going to listen or not.
What's the difference?
Something which is so. There is a musik of
techach.
There seems to be two separate issues of it. It's not techach. You know they're not closing anyway.
Right.
So what is it? There's a concept of makor, which is you shouldn't allow at your end. You should not allow the sin to take place. The concept of makor. Right, they're not going to listen. That's their business. You know what you have to say. So that the Gemara says, by the Rabbanon Chazal Hamakai, even by the Raisim, it's not explicit in the Pasuk, so the people don't see exactly what you're talking about. So Rambam clear to that it's not a chilul Hashem in a certain sense by ignoring it. If someone's in the verse, if the guy's eating kaz or drink, he says, I don't know what you're talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Don't give me this. I have to say what you're doing is wrong. Because otherwise, it's like I'm condoning it. Some which he doesn't, it's not clear in the post. It's clear the whole concept, so I'm not, it's not, it doesn't perceive it as condoning. It's perceived as like, I'm not aware either. I don't know, you know, I'm a big rapper. I don't know the philosophy. But everybody knows cause and restraint. So there is a concept called Makor, which is a separate halacha of the Tukhok, because the Tukhok is exactly listening to Zokhi Tukhok. So when the people are still they scream Shabbos, right? Obviously, you know, the goal here is trying to do it in a way which is not going to create animosity. But the etzim concept, that there be a concept, but I see something, so I should say something. It's not like it's like the way out, you know. Even though Yisro is not going to listen, but if someone says still Shabbos the Raisa, so it's clear in the pasuk. Clear the Shabbos. Someone should clear the pasuk. You will hire people to say. Okay. So this is a totally side issue. Look at the halacha. Look at the halacha. Ask you, where does this cause the halacha of the rabbanim should not be able to be protest? He said, yeah, it's a fair issue. Then middle of Hechaz Erev. Zion. Mavi shenitlu kara yisav and the chayav b'shabbos. The kara broke down on Shabbos. The lechi got knocked down on Shabbos. Obviously, hutul misses the Shabbos. Even at the beginning of Shabbos, it was mutul. Also, mishamelas, it doesn't help you for the rest of Shabbos. It's not like some things depends on what status was at the beginning of Shabbos. This is every second you need a lechi or a mavi, a kara there. Bei Mitzrayim, which is around. Bei Mitzrayim, caramelis. Now, Yesh Mishayim comes along. One of the Rishonim says, "The honey meal of the Irish and the Mukavis time." It's talking about if there's no wall around the city. The Irish Mukavis time is mutter. A case where the city has a wall. So, and at the right level, it's a city of Rosh Hashanah. So, all we're dealing with is. To create, well, most of the city was necessarily Jewish. We're creating our own enclave of the Jews. That's a whole different need than your average case. So there, the fact that it goes down to the Shabbos is not a problem.
So when you said, when the Shulchan Aruch says Mukhev is Chama, we're talking about it has to be 100% Jewish city.
No.
Oh.
But
it doesn't have to be all Jews.
Same, but the city is yay big, a wall around. Jewish enclave is over here.
Okay.
They make something around this to knock out the rest of the city.
So they have to make a separate wall.
So they're doing that, not so much because that's it. The Raisa, so this whole area is allowed to carry it. The problem is, one of the laws of Ruben Chateris is that you can't make a Ruben Chateris together with Goyim. So you have two ways. Either you can get Pitzel Rishus from the Goyim, or I can just make cut off my area from the rest of the city, and then I can ignore them. So this over here is really a Ruben Chateris issue, not really a Mechitza issue. I'm making a Mechitza to sell my Ruben Chateris issue while I have Goyim. So that really depends on getting a Shabbos. So getting a Shabbos, the Goyim are not part of the group. So a Ruben Chateris, the Ruben Chateris part depends on getting a Shabbos. Let's say they make a Ruben Chateris, and Friday night someone breaks into the shul and eats all the matzahs. He still can't rest the Shabbos. We need a Shabbos and a Ruben Chateris. That's good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, Bisman Chazal, they used to eat it.
Yeah.
They make a Ruben Chateris, they used to eat it every week. I said, you can't carry the rest of the Shabbos after you eat it? No. Well, that Ruben Chateris depends on getting a Shabbos.
Right.
So this story here wasn't a Mechitza issue.
Right.
So that's why beginning of Shabbos, it was there, that's good enough. Yes, this one holds that. You can rely on this opinion. Well, the and you're allowed to carry the rest of Shabbos. The calls that show your royal lament come on Shabbos, but obviously you put in something which is supposed to last. I'm at least serving Arab Shabbos. If it was not going to last, you put it up. Also, la'achas shenista. Once it breaks down, it's not mutter to carry. Because you didn't really close it off properly. But he was stopping in this to me on Shabbos alone. You know, I told you, if it goes down on Shabbos, it's okay. I went there, I noticed it, you know, 9 o'clock at night, Friday night. It's only been an hour or so until Shabbos. I'm not sure when it got knocked down. Was it there during Gittin Shabbos? It got knocked down at 8:30? Or did it get knocked down at 7 o'clock? I don't know. I'll see it in the cooler. We got the cooler. Okay, let's look at some water. Shabur is a katan lamina. He looks at the Kayab, so I'm a lefier carousel. It's lefier is its car was removed. The language is plural, you don't really need, it's not really plural, you don't need koro sov, it's korob, korob. Right? Lechio, not lithiov. Then mobi alu kar, mobi alu karaf, echad or lefie echad. With the Shintel Tzurz of Pesach, with Biman again, Shabbos in Tzurz of Pesach. The same problem is that Tzurz of Pesach is knocked down on Shabbos, we're in trouble. Also, Shabbos, I don't know if it's Tzurz of Pesach, you can't carry more than Dalar Amos. You know, so the Tzurz of Pesach is a Shabbos, you can't carry from the house to the Kotzer, or to the Mavi. Rabbinah Khan, Shabbos, Hoyle, Behutra, Hutra, to Basim, Shim, 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 You had two chaterus which did not join each other. They stayed separate. But now the wall broke down in the middle of Shabbos. See the two chaterus. See the chaterus here, the chaterus here. They made their own room of chaterus. They made their own room of chaterus. You cannot carry from one to the other. Now the wall breaks down in the middle of Shabbos. The men in Shabbos, however, hutra hutra. There you say, because the area has walls all around. There's walls allowing you to carry. What's the problem? The problem is, these have to be two separate entities. Well, there's not a wall. I can't decide on one big chotzer that us five people are going to make our own. You five people are going to make your own. Can't do that. Every the chotzer has to join together. Well, now it's one big chotzer. Well, to begin the Shabbos, it was. There's a wall, there's two separate containers. The wall goes down, it's okay. Over there, there we say, Hub, Hutra, Hutra, Shimon, the Makitas, Hakitanos, Kiyamas, the outer walls are there. The only problem is the Ruba Chatzeris. Ruba Chatzeris depends on getting a Shabbos and not right. That's good enough. Now, because of a task. So this whole heter is because that the walls make the city of Rishon LeZion come. Well, that depends what came first. Was it walls and then houses? Or houses and then walls? After Yashua the Messiah hooks up. First you put the houses, then you put the walls. It's not my Yashua, it's the way we usually do it. Those are Rishon LeZion. Our hook of the Messiah Yashua, they put the walls first. The Yashua didn't come with Mirab Bonin. So now, you have a problem with it. It's lacking walls. Because the tikkun memavi lahatzer a tittle of an awful tikkun. Now you close up your memavi to allow you to carry there. And that fell down. Now it's also. Now you have a problem, there's no walls. Because the walls of the city don't count. But so the caramels, we give it again, it's open up to a caramel. I'm really saucer. You got me a caramel, I'm a tree, I'm a doctor, I'm a cockle, I'm a Shabbos, it's a common. The hooligans come every Friday night and knock it down. If that's what was going to happen, so it's not more than once in the night of death. I ain't over this circle. This went back on the case where the guy's not going to attack him. It's going to be there. I'm not sure when it went down. It's in the pool. The Vila Heskasei Bahashu Dishma. So why you make it? Because it's a Heskas Kashu. Because like I said, there was still attack until the last possible moment. Okay. Yes. So they made a shitubim of us amongst the sheet, the mavi. So everybody in the mavi joined in. So we'll see later on that case. Even though the individual chateres did not make a ruda chateres, if everybody joined in the shitubim of us, that's mutter, they're all mutter to carry in the kutzer and in the mavi. Now the kerbra. So the shetuv mevuos is sitting, the barrel of wine they use for the shetuv mevuos is in the chotzer A. That chotzer can still carry. It has walls and it has a combination of the people in the community, in that area. Because there's a psukhus loy. If there are other chateres which have direct access to them, they don't have to go out to the mummy to get to them. This is a doorway. It can also carry. Because there's a psukhus loy. If even if they're really adjacent, but there's only a wall in between, so to access, you'd have to either climb over the wall or go around through the lobby. So they can't access the, they can't bring the shidduch to themselves. So they can't carry the lobby. The lobby doesn't have a car anymore. So as far as they're concerned, like there's no shidduch anymore. So they can't carry the sewers.
There's
kosher to bottom. She's tattoo boy. But so learn she also rock she took him of woes. Also a Ruba Kateris collected if they asked Ruba Kateris. Each kosher did not make a Ruba Kateris. They made one mixture to the Mavuos for the whole everything. And we'll see later on, Rav McCain, Mahani, that works. It's Carmel on the Kamamish machine, Pezayan, and somehow she took the Mavuos. She took the Mavuos can replace the area of Kateris.
Right?
So the chotzer where the shittuv mevuos is kept, and the other chazers which have access, psukah the rutzalam shiyesh pesach, by chaloy even a window, shechalam l'talz alahavi mizulah zebuloy shal derech mavi. They do not need to go to the mavi to get from one to the other. So that's their mutter to carry. But the one which ain't psukah, so it's alarm. I feel the whole inside chotzer, so they're merely adjacent. He which ain't leham pesach chaloy lo zechal. There's no access. Asuras. The last of the Arab Gabbai, they have no Arab. Well, what's the last of the Arab Derechamovi? Kimishinish for a car. The car went down, they can't get the Shituf to themselves.
That area, which the third wall doesn't extend along,
okay?
From the way you built it, it's not so clear that you intended that to be part of your
question. Now, this is all Dafik Shanishbur.
Meaning, if I were to ask
Tikkun Omabi Bechot.
Right? If I were to ask you.
So, beginning of Shabbos, there was no Tikkun. So, I can't carry it. Aval Nishbur Beshabbos. Beginning of Shabbos, when the din of Ruvi Chatzeris takes effect, beginning of Shabbos, I could get the barrel of wine.
So therefore,
because right now the car was still up, I could go and get the barrel of wine and bring it to my thoughts.
I gave up.
Then the Shor told me, Cholach Hatzeris, Kibush Erev Hayakim Ben Hashmashis. Because the Erev, Ruvah Hatzeris issues are effective beginning of Shabbos. Fill me Chatzah the Chatzah Shori. I can carry from one Chatzah to the next. Bein Darach Psochim Shemineyim. Through windows, the doors, bein derech haran through cracks. The kima shahutu mixes a Shabbos, hutu l'chol a Shabbos. Kifmom is a bereish ayin dalad, bereish shin ayin dalad. That rock derech mavi, ya also talt. You can't carry the mavi. So here's this halacha that when the air is down, you can't carry. So but I want to carry my backyard, my neighbor, his backyard, my backyard. What's the problem? It's over the fence. Can't carry. What's the problem? Because there's no Ruba Chatzeris. Yes, there is. There's one in the shul. The Ruba Chatzeris of the shul doesn't help me because I can't bring the Ruba Chatzeris of the shul to my house. Asuras. So you can't carry. Furthermore, the Oysen Chatzeris of Asuras Latal. I feel the Babayas Echad, it's one building. Also, you can't go from one room to the other room. In Mechol Cheder, Dar Odom, Echad Bithne Atzma. If each room or each section is its own apartment, it's all belongs to a different person who has his own area. So we can't carry this building. So I can't carry in the towers. When the Erev goes down, you can't carry in the towers. Because each apartment is a separate apartment.
That would apply to any hotel.
So now, so hotels, we're good.
It's no longer mufat. It's no longer
a hotel
owned by one person.
So now, there's a law called tefisas yad. Tefisas yad means, let's say for argument's sake, that the building belongs to A, and is renting out part of it to B. So A is the owner.
Right.
He's storing some items in that apartment. He says, Mr. B, I'm renting it out, but you know what? That closet, I need to store my things. So he still has a tefisas yad in that area. He still has some violence over that area. So that, the law is, we look at B as a guest, and B doesn't have his own reshus, it's not about the reshus of it. That's the case that everybody agrees with. Because more complicated is, so we'll see later on, there's much more elaboration on this issue. Okay, is that, what about two guests? Two renters. That's the case with a landlord and a renter. Mm-hmm. So the landlord really is best of the developer. He's renting out, and then he's not really renting out because he's keeping part of it for himself. Like, I understand. Two renters are two independent people, right? But the landlord who lives somewhere else has rights to both of them. What about that? Okay, now take it a step further. The tefisas yad is not something he's storing for himself. He's giving you a refrigerator to use. But really, it's for you, not for him.
Right.
Is that called tefisas yad? Not to mean it's your hotel. The hotel, the owner is not living there.
Right.
He has a tefisas yad in every room.
Right.
He's got everything there. But on the other hand, he's there. He has it there for you, not for him.
Right.
Right. So that's the machlokes we'll see later on. We get there. So that's where. Moshe with general was makel on it. Mr. Bannon was to tell hell that the Warwick did not need a Ruvach Hatzeris. The Warwick is owned by one management and they're renting out. And they have tefisas yad in every apartment. The towers, as it's condominiums, clearly needs a Ruvach Hatzeris. If there's no tikkun, they haven't done a air around the city, the buildings can't carry. They can't carry. Okay. He's going to give a few examples along the same lines. Let's see if we can finish this off. The area where the Beis HaKnesses was situated was that area that its tikkun broke down. There wasn't one Mishmaris HaPesach around the whole city. There was separate tikkun on each mob. So that mob now is, you can't carry where the Beis HaKnesses is. And the Erev is sitting in the shul. He says, well, now you got a headache. You can't carry from there to the rest of the city. In this Ruvach Chol, if it broke before Shabbos, it's a broke on Shabbos. He said, okay. If we get a Shabbos, it was okay, it's okay. If it broke before Shabbos, so Tal to Shuvach Chol and Mavuah is affiliation taken with the Atzim. They even they have their own enclosure. The only can carry there, Ellen Cain, Hubinian, Shikhalam, the Havia Arim, Atzim, Mesa Knesset. They have access to the shul in such a way that they can get from the shul to where they are without carrying illegally. Without oid. Welcome, Shane, Oisin Tikkun Mavuspi here. So I want to make a Ruvach Hatzeris between me and my neighbor. So Ruvach Hatzeris, Ellen Cain, Yesh, Akaponim, Goisa Chotzer, Schneebat. That's me, at least two houses. Hey, who are then Schneebat and Zer Kenegetze? Ufir Hoy's Benei. There's like a porch in front of them. Shekhadorim, Psuchim, and Baisach. There are two rooms in the same building. It's not so clear that it's part of the. Because it's smooth over him. They have to be able to be, have access to each other. That I can, there's no tikkun. So they should, I want to make a little bit serious. Well, can you get the air from house A to house B? If you can't, so you can't be my air of house A and house B. They didn't enclose the whole city. Don't put it in the shul like which is the standard minute. Put it in the house, one of the houses which are, where it's, there would be access. And it also came. Also, you can't carry anywhere. You can't even carry the Kotze Beis HaKnesses. The Beis HaKnesses is how many houses? There's no bat in the Sukh to Beis HaKnesses. On the other hand, everything sitting has Mishus there. So what? So I have it here. I'm not joining with anybody else. There's no other person joining me in my Kotze Beis HaKnesses. There's no other house. So there'd be an apartment, let's say, where the Shamash lives, or the rabbi lives. Maybe, yeah, you could do it. But there's nobody else there, so you can't, you couldn't carry there. You can't carry anywhere else either. So that's underneath.